Generations of service families are nothing new, with sons and daughters often following their parents into the forces. Take the case of WR1 Headley, or H. Watson, a long-serving member of the Royal Air Force, with a son called Rory, and proud recollections for a great day for the whole family.
We all went through to Inverness, and Rory went into the AFCO with a view to actually joining the services, and he came out and he said, "I'm in." A couple of days later, we got some letters through from the Army acknowledging that he was been accepted, and it was like, "Oh, right." And that's it. But he enjoys it. He's quite adventurous. He likes getting out on the ground. He likes the activity of it, and I'm chuffed to bits with him.
Trooper Rory Watson, who's now with the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards Warthog Group, doesn't seem to have a problem with his dad keeping a fatherly eye over him nowadays.
It's handy because I get a chat to him, and if there's any worries or niggles that he's got, he seems to find me and airs them out in the chat. Yeah, so can't really complain.
That approach is now even more conducive to a good relationship, with both father and son now serving on Herrick 14 in Afghanistan.
I've been off work for a couple of days, gone back in just before Christmas, only to find out that I've been nominated to come out here. Rory serves in Germany, and he'd known from last summer that he was coming out here. He came out 2 months after me, and now he's been out here, as I say, for 2 months. I'm just about to leave. He's out on the ground a lot, comes back in, which is fantastic. And when he comes back in, it's quite a surprise because I don't know when he's coming in. He always lets me know when he's about to go back out again, which is an emotional moment. But, he comes in, surprises me. The other day, he caught me in the mess, totally by surprise. I hadn't expected him to be back in, and it was magic. You know, he just walks up behind me, and I think he takes a bit of a thrill out of being able to come up and punch a warrant officer and get away with it.
But the one you really feel for in all of this is Mrs. Watson, wife and mum at home, with two men to worry about.
Trish puts on a very brave face. She's very much a fatalist. She and Rory share the opinion that what's for you will not go past you.
Steve Britton for BFBS in Afghanistan.